There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, Rick, you know, I was thinking over the last couple of days about something very unpleasant. That'd be murder. And so I looked up the definition of murder, and one of them in Wikipedia says it's the killing of another person without justification or valid excuse. And then another definition is the crime of deliberately killing a person. Now, then I was thinking, what about state-sanctioned murder? So we have been taught by organized religion about sins. In the Catholic Church, I was taught about venial sins. You know, they're little sins. And then there's mortal sins. Those are the big ones. Like murder would be a big one. And you commit murder and you're going to just cook in hell on high heat for eternity if you commit one of these mortal sins. Well, then I was thinking about the state will command people, will draft people, and they'll say, okay, here's a rifle, we're going to teach you how to use it, and here's a bayonet, we're going to teach you how to use it, here's a howitzer, the bomber you're going to be in, and here's the switch to release the bomb, and you're going to release destruction when this thing explodes on the ground. And so we have the state telling us that we will murder people during conflicts. The state decides who our enemies are and who we are going to kill. And if we refuse their order to kill other people whom we've never met and don't even know and can hardly pronounce the names of their countries, if we don't do that, we will be brought up for court-martial and may spend a lot of time in prison.
This is a video that's out called Statism. And Statism, by Chomsky and some of the other finest philosophers of our time, is considered the major primary religion of the world right now. And I think our system has been invaded by something. And I don't know what it's all about. And there is positive and negative ways to look at all of this. And where it's leading me now is illness. Because everything around me is depressing. And I must begin to change my attitude. Because it is my attitude that is bringing all of this on. And so it's a question of evolving into a discipline of taking control and responsibility for the thoughts we're choosing to entertain. And right now, I feel I am like the guide for man in terms of what I do for myself and whether I live or die.
Rick, I know a former cop, and he came to the meetup years ago. He doesn't come anymore. And he was telling me and a group of others that when he sees an armadillo, he will just smash that armadillo with the heel of his foot and just smash it and smash it and smash it until he kills it. And if he sees one on the road, he'll aim for it. He'll try to run it over. And this is a pretty sick attitude, in my opinion. This is an attitude of someone who's willing to take life. You know, Rick, if I see a wasp in the studio, if it flies in, if I open a window and it flies in, I will do everything I can to show it the way out rather than kill it. The same with, you know, other insects. And I think these are all God's creations. And, yeah, some of them are not pleasant to have around. But even so, I don't think that the plan should be to eviscerate life just because we feel like doing it. But the stomping of animals, the aiming for turtles as they cross the street, this is sick. Absolutely sick. What do you think?
I have no comment other than to say that the Jains in India will sweep in front of their path so they do not step on an ant. It is a question of awareness and what you consider life and what you consider a nuisance. And it goes right on into the various levels of awareness and your relationship to yourself. And there is the key to all of this. We were, according to Bibles, God's favorite. If that's true, then we have the right to change things. I think that imagination at our level of awareness is reality. And therefore, it is important that we take personal responsibility. Again, I keep saying this, for the thoughts we choose to entertain. And I've been negative today, and a couple of my listeners have reminded me to get my act back together. Thank you very much, guys. And I'm trying now to suggest that rather than talk about these radcon levels, to realize that this place is probably not real. It is based on a construct of our imagination, and that we can change it with a simple change within ourselves. And when I do this, I feel a tremendous amount of burden lifted from me. And the one percenters, according to Zen Gardner, are literally on the run. That's his latest post. And we are actually becoming awake. The entire world is beginning to wake up and get it. And now to realize that when I talked about, you know, glasses half full and half empty, I was further reminded that glasses are also refillable. Go get some more, people. Get some. And it's emotional, intellectual. You have the ability to make the changes in this earth. And I'm trying to do that myself right now with just a little bit of, you know, pep talk here. But it's like I can't do it myself. I need you to do it also. And so if you'll do it, it sparks me into believing I can do it. And if I believe I can do it, it happens. And that's what I have experienced in my life.
Tell you what, Rick, since you've been talking about pep talks, I've decided to do a pep talk this weekend.
Inside the box.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a pep talk this weekend at the RK Prepper Show. It's June 20 and 21.
Just simply don't have the time to those. We were invited, it turns out, and we can go to anyone we want. I just don't have the time right now. I'm exhausted. I've been ill. I'm way behind on my work.
Well, we'll see you. We'll see you.
They have stopped me from writing.
What do you mean?
I'm getting 450 email every day now.
Oh yeah, I'm getting. Rick, they're doing the same thing to me. And
to the point where it takes me all my time just to stay even with my email, and I thought I'm losing ground. I have emails that I haven't responded to from several days ago, week, and I am current with, but I'm losing ground.
Rick,
for
I'm getting.
Those that wrote me last week, please humbly apologize. I'm trying to stay current now, but it's like an assault.
Okay, Rick, I am getting calls from people saying, "Are you mad at me?" And I go, why are you saying that? Well, you don't answer my calls. Rick, what's happening to us is we're getting 1, 2, 3, 4 phone calls per phone call. And I can't take 4 phone calls at a time. So people say you don't answer the phone. I can't answer the phone. There's too many phone calls coming
in. Positively, don't you? It means more people are waking up and want to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so
there's a positive spin on this if you look at it that way.
Well, yeah, I am. But what it means is there's so much coming at us. Here at the farm, we're getting the same kind of response that you're getting with emails, absolutely inundated with all kinds of emails. And what happens is the important ones are getting buried in, you know, in the stack with the nonsense emails. So I want to apologize to all of our class, all of our instructors who have been trying to call me, who have been emailing me, trying to contact me, you know, different ways. I'm trying, but I'm overwhelmed. I really am overwhelmed.
Yeah. And
I don't
have the energy.
Rick, I don't have a staff. I mean, it's not like there's a whole bunch of, it's just me.
I love you, Vinny. You're one of the strongest people I know, and I am, you know, vital energy, and I am run out of gas. I'm whooped, as my girlfriend would put it.
That's exactly the words that I'm hearing on phone calls. So how you doing? I'm whooped. Rick, that's the word that's being used.
Yeah, that's the one my girlfriend chose.
Yeah. Okay, so, Rick, I'm going to be speaking at the Prepper Show this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday. I'll be speaking about, and this is positive, how you can start.
Now, is this the one in Asheville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, yes. There's
it's
one in
Fletcher.
Kansas City I think you're probably going to go to, and then Springfield, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We've connected with RK Prepper Shows, and I am their, what do you call it, their... Well, I'm their spokesman, their MC.
I know you're doing work on financial.
I'm teaching people this weekend how to take tax deductions when they start their own business. So since they've already started their own business, they're coming to an educational seminar with me at the RK Prepper Show in Fletcher/Asheville, North Carolina, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And I'm going to teach them how they can take great tax deductions and buy the things they need for preparedness for their business that they're going to start. And it's not like I'm teaching about multi-level marketing. That is not it. I'm going to teach them how to start whatever business they want, whatever they're passionate about. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle. all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're back. You're listening to USAPrepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Michael, you're on with Rick Miller and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Rick. How you guys doing?
I think you are.
Hey, Mike. Michael.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at something that I find really interesting. Maybe you can race over from New York. Rick can race over from the West Coast, and we can go to the Wright County Sheriff's Office gun auction. Now, they're selling stolen property, and, you know, if we wanted to, we could watch people buy stolen property. What they've done is they've collected over 220 firearms. It's a 30-year collection of stolen property. They've seized it, and they say they've seized drug and criminal firearms, and now they're selling this stuff to whoever wants to buy it, to the highest bidder.
Where does
Can you imagine,
how is it
possible that a sheriff's office can steal a person's property and then sell it? Now, you would think that, let's say a person commits a crime, and the sheriff's office or the deputy say, okay, you can't have that. It still is family property. It still is that person's property. Well, these government people are selling this stuff. Now, let me tell you just for a second. I can't stand this. This is literally government-sanctioned sale of stolen property for profit by the county. They're selling BB guns. They're selling 22s. This is like drug and criminal firearms, they say. Most of the guns are 22s, like Marlin 22s, Ruger 22s. There are a few BB guns and pellet pistols in there. And they say that these are involved in crimes. It's outrageous. And this is in our county, where we live, Wright County.
The level of corruption, gentlemen, is so extensive, like any body when it's diseased head to toe, and disease is corruption in the body. Well, you know, the body dies if the doctor doesn't cure quick or operate quick, and this is where we are as a country. And you know, these pinheads that are holding these offices, supposedly representing us, and we're definitely paying their salaries, and there's some good cops, and you know, I admire them, and I will go out of my way to help them if they're in a jam. And the scumbag ones I would ever come across over the years, and I say, you know, I'm the kind of guy that if I was going down the road and you're in a shootout, you're in a jam, I'd pull right over and get in the thick of it with you just to help you out. But if you're like this and I see you in that situation, I'll just keep going and say, good riddance to you, you loser. And, you know, I tell these guys that, or I tell them, you know, if they're good guys, but they're doing their job, they don't know, you know, they're just doing their job, like issuing a ticket or something. It's the 4th of July. One time I was out on my motorcycle looking for one of my Springers around the neighborhood, and I didn't have my bike registered at the, or inspected at the time. So the trooper, and he's a trooper, he's a pro, he comes by and he happens to see that it's at, on school grounds, and he sees that he's writing me up a ticket. It was the 4th of July. So I go, you know, trooper, this is the United States of America. Today's the Independence Day, and all I'm doing is out looking for my dog so he doesn't get in any trouble. I can bring him home. You know, that's all I'm doing, and I'm getting a ticket because my motorcycle's not inspected. I mean, you know, this is the United States of America, the land of the free, isn't it? This was years ago. And the trooper just looked at me, folded up the clipboard, and said, have a nice day. Because that's a pro. That's a professional law enforcement, and he's a real American. Not like these rented cop losers.
And they do exist. I've had that happen exactly recently as well.
Yes, sir. And, you know, but Vincent, what you're saying, you know what really ticks me off? Property tax. And
I can't imagine.
Pay it. And they pay you.
They steal your property.
Here's the ultimate, guys.
They steal your property.
Yeah, and there's no law that says we have to pay property tax. Just verify it with your local municipality. I've already done that.
Did you see the article in Brazil where they are now going to try to do a power tax on those that are trying to live off the grid using solar panels? They're going to try to.
Yes, I think it was through you, Rick, that I heard that last week. Yes.
Well, it's happening. It's crazy. And it's like they do not want or allow sovereignty, where we go back to the point where we had the same rights and respect a slave did in Israel or in Egypt. We're less than that now. You can't go out,
Michael,
as an individual and protest something and expect to have anybody listen to you.
Yes, sir. Vincent, if I could hang out for a quick couple
break.
Comments.
Please. Hang on.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol.
Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Michael from New York. Michael, I know you called for a specific reason. Michael?
Energy guys, yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yep, got you.
We can now,
yep,
yes, sir.
Got you.
Gentlemen, for two reasons. First, I want to share with you that even when I only get 4 hours of sleep, typically I'm full of energy, always on the go, and I'm a hard-working guy. I do all kinds of things, physical labor, and I do love it. If you guys want some help getting some energy going, feel free to contact me. And, Rick, I'd be glad to help you with that infection, too, and everything. It's all on me. My compliments, just to show you how easy it is to achieve bouncing back from these circumstances with the health and getting high energy or clearing up any kind of infection or whatever. Number two, regarding saving wildlife and even insects and all that, Vincent, I want to share with you guys a great example of how God is a phenomenal being that only the greatest imaginations can comprehend how amazing he really is. Takes a lot of contemplation on that. And so ultimately, though, I tell everybody, look, we're magical beings in a magical creation. That's how it all is. Now, one day, years ago, I used to do a lot of swimming pools. And I finished up a liner for an above ground with a guy. And while we were chatting, the pool's filling up about half full. There's a dragonfly drowning in the pool as the water's swirling around. So I'm chatting with the guy. And I scoop down and I save the dragonfly, and the guy's amazed. He goes, I can't believe you. I said, what do you mean? The thing knows it's dying. It wants to live, don't you? So we're standing here watching it. I'm scooping down like an angel. He's going to think I'm an angel. I just scooped this thing up out of its dire circumstance, and now it's got life again. So then I walked it about 50 yards away into the woods. I walk back to the pool. We're talking. The dragonfly comes right back, and it's landed right between us on the top ledge. And the guy's like, Mike, look. Now, I didn't want to say anything. I wanted to see if he noticed this. He goes, Mike, look. And I said, yeah, I told you. It came back to thank me. And he couldn't get over that. And I know to this day, that's a mutual friend that had the guy contact me to do the pool work then. And he says, Mike, every time I see Lenny, all he does is talk about you. Now, I also cured his dogs with heartworm at the time, too, with my infection killer. But that's how it is, gentlemen. And when we always live as angels in God's garden, helping creatures all the time, going out of our way, even like that, how much am I going out of my way? Just scooping out of the pool. But I do go out of my way all the time and ties up our time and all that. But this is how we get rewarded, because we're giving and giving. We're not taking and taking like everybody else. And in the long run, we are on God's side, and everything keeps working out, where the others, they're against God, and therefore things don't work out in the long run.
I've got to agree with you. And, we literally go to those kinds of measures to save all kinds of wildlife, little turtles, rabbits. We even, like our dogs, want to keep our property free from invasion. And it's a balance between having them chase deer away and letting us know when, the plague is here. So we work on not allowing animals to kill other animals. And we don't want that on our property. And we don't allow hunting on our property either. So we have chased away all the hunters. All the hunters who used to come here and invade our property before we owned it, they thought that they had a right to come kill whatever they want on our property. And we don't allow them. We actually patrol our property armed. And they decided that, it's really not a good thing to come over here anymore. So it's kind of neat. Michael, thanks so much for the call. Send me an email, please. And I want to get you scheduled to be on the air with us as an instructor. So send me an email, please, and put a subject line that will get my attention. Thanks so much, Michael.
I sure will. And please pass along to Rick. So if Rick wants to contact me, I'd be glad to help him out as well. Okay, guys, keep up the great work. God bless.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay, Warren in Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you. The call I wanted to give you is about the condition here on Lake Michigan. We have a, talking about geoengineering and chemtrails, I've watched this for many, many years, and then we collect water for our greenhouse. And the water, when they come over at night, they come over at 3 o'clock, and it's always at 3 and 5. And they fly real low. They come up to our town, which is very, very close to Holland, Michigan. And what happens is he's dumping, I think, either dumping his load on this area because it doesn't reach an area called Finville for several years because I have a friend who's an organic grower, collects water with buckets, and as I do. But I was getting the yellow. And in the greenhouse, I stored some water for the winter, and I thought it was sand. I opened it up this spring. It had about an inch and a half of green algae growing on it with black bubbles. Now, this water, if you add colloidal silver to the water, you kill the nano because otherwise it becomes grimy. The buckets, as I, and within 3 days, become a kind of a slimy, grimy material. And but if you put silver salt in it or a silver product, it kills the bacteria, I believe. Now, it doesn't kill the other things, I'm sure, that they're spraying. But now the second part of the what I wanted to tell you about, and I have some questions for Rick also. The change that we saw in Holland, Michigan, about 4 or 5 days ago, is one side of the trail was the same. The other side was invisible. And what it was is they were going into their own clouds, and they left a hole going right through the clouds. It was the most beautiful view of a hole going right through a cloud, a visible hole. And this happened over and over as they were intertwining to try to clean their nether. What, Rick, what is happening there with this invisible hole? Do you have any idea? Or Vinny?
I don't even know how to respond to that. It's creepy. I have a quote that just came back as a reminder from Joey I'd like to read. It said, in modern states, the citizen is politically impotent. A citizen, it is true, may complain, make suggestions, or cause disruptions. But in the ancient world, these were privileges that belonged to any slave. That was Mark Mirabello that said that. And this is from InfoWars. This is something we all must realize, that we have been put into a society where our voice means nothing. And what I have discovered is that I am trying to take on too much, and that means that everything that I end up doing is half-assed. And I mean less than what I should be doing, because I am being distracted with too many different directions all at once. And that's why we, all of us, must go into ourselves personally to find out what it is that brings us our joy. Joy is the correct emotion to be seeking right now. If you do joy, you will change the earth.
I'm also trying to tell Joey that, too. Rick, that we saw you at the show, USA Prepares, and you were sick. I know you were still sick. We went there, and because I took so much colloidal silver, I believe, and I take quite a lot of it. I take maybe a quart or more, and my wife takes it, but not as much. Now, we only had that cold for 4 weeks, and it was the most terrible. I call it cold, but it was really a virus. It was the most horrible virus.
Bird flu, that N1H5 virus.
Okay, I'm going to write that.
That's a swine flu, bird flu, avian flu. It is everywhere, and right now in the Midwest, including Michigan, there are large outbreaks going on all over right now.
Yes. Now, the hospitals, I went to two different hospitals, one emergency and the other one. They all said it was airborne. And one woman said, you know, you're the one that told me 3-4 years ago to be aware. She says, you know how it spread. So I'll just leave it at that. But I'm amazed how the information is going very, very fast to people. It used to be you were outlandish if you talked about these things. Now, I would say 1 out of 5 at least is informed.
That is us all waking up. That's the exciting and potentially positive part to all of this. Everybody is waking up, and it's time to begin focusing on what you really are here to be doing.
By the way, our trees are, I would say, probably 5% of our trees are dead in our area.
That's geoengineering and the micronutrients they're dropping.
Is it?
Warren, when you're talking about the trees, we've noticed that, and we've talked about this on the broadcast. Are you saying that the bark looks sick? The bark is splitting and falling off, and the trees are dying that way. Is that what you're seeing?
Well,
that's what we have here.
I have one front yard that's an oak tree that's doing that. But going from one town to another, you're seeing a great deal of trees that are dead this spring that weren't. And they also are trying to grow from the trunk. And the other thing that we're all noticing, like Joey, too, and some of the others, is that the amount of leaves that are growing and branches that are growing on a tree, they're growing very bushy. Trees are growing bushy lately. I noticed this from Chicago going out toward DeKalb. DeKalb had very bushy trees years ago.
That's a sign of micro dehydration.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got chestnut trees that we planted on the farm, and they're not trees, they're bushes. It's exactly what you're talking about.
Warren, thanks just so like what's happening to us physically.
Warren, thanks so much for the call. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
By now you know that USAPreparers.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner.
What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick Miller's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, peruse it, buy some of his books, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I had a post on the website about Americans losing confidence in almost everything. And here's some of the numbers. You know, here's the previous confidence levels that we had. We'll start with those numbers, and then we'll go to the current numbers. So in banks, used to be 40% of us had confidence in banks. Now it's 28%. You know, a couple years ago, 40%. Big business, 24% a few years ago. Now it's 21%. Organized labor, 26% a few years ago. Now 24%. Newspapers, from 32 to 24%. Television, 30% confidence a few years ago, down to 21%. I absolutely agree with these numbers. Organized religion, 55% a few years ago, down to 42%. State of the Union, you know how well America's doing? Used to be 40%, now it's 28%. Supreme Court, 44% down to 32%. And Congress, nobody likes Congress. I guess this must be the relatives, because it used to be that a few years ago, 24% had confidence in Congress. Now it's 8%. Rick, people
don't exist as it used to be.
Yeah, and the 8% must be the family.
They, in ARP magazine, I subscribed to ARP, they did an interview with Jimmy Carter. And Carter said, money in politics is absolutely corrupting the politics. And he says it in ARP this month. Absolutely the problem with transnational corporations running our Congress.
That's exactly right. And I'm wondering, Rick, if voting even makes any sense. I mean, I had one of our instructors asked me, you know, who I was leaning toward for president of the United States, and I said nobody. There's not one candidate.
Clinton, good gosh! And now, who's that guy out of New York? you know, Donald Trump. I mean, get a grip. Where are our statesmen? What has happened to America?
Donald Trump, as I remember it, has been bankrupt 3 times. Now, I understand that, you know, sometimes there's a need to go bankrupt. But he has built his fortune on other people's money. And if he can't pay, he just goes bankrupt and starts over. He's now, his assets are stated at in the billions.
And
so he went from...
jokes about it and is, I don't know the correct word, he's like proud of it.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking with John Reagan last night, and USA Prepares instructor John Reagan. And so I mentioned this to him, and what we came to was the conclusion that, you know, if you want somebody to preside over the bankruptcy of the United States of America, who would be best to do it than someone who's done it 3 times? Right?
You're fired. He's arrogant. Arrogant, that's the word I was looking for. Arrogant.
Mm-hmm. So if actually I would support him if he said, okay, you know what, we're going to defund all of these cyber spying systems. Executive order, they're defunded. CIA, defunded. NSA, defunded. All of the spying, all of these handouts, all of these criminal handouts that we're giving these foreign countries. They're stealing money from us at the muzzle of a gun through taxes, and then they're dispersing it to whomever they want. Treason. All of this needs to stop. Now, if he's going to do that, you know, I might support this guy. Really. Other than that, I can't think of anybody that I would support for President of the United States. So I suggest that we all write ourselves in for President of the United States, because any of us is smarter and more honorable and has more integrity and more honesty than any of them. What do you think, Rick?
That's what we need, are statesmen now. We need true statesmen.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
Forward that actually is going to be there because they believe in what they're doing.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot.
The financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2236.
Thank you so much.
Left behind by rising inflation and low returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.